Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 353 for Monday, April 18th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $2.60 to $4.70 per ton stronger in early activity on Monday. The May contract was up $3.50 at $480, propped up by spillover buying in other vegetable oil markets. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was higher in early activity, and Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which supported canola. Traders are adding a weather premium into the market ahead of Canada's seeding, which further added to the advances. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Monday, which is bearish as it makes canola less appealing to international buyers. However, sharp losses in crude oil could pile pressure onto the loonie throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker, while wheat was stronger. Soybeans were about 2 to 4 cents per bushel stronger in choppy trading on Monday, with the May contract at $9.58 per bushel. Heavy rainfall in Argentina is expected to damage crops in that region, which provided support. Strong foreign demand for soybeans and gains in the nearby soy oil market were also features in early activity. But South America's reduction will add stocks to an already supplied market, which is bearish. Corn prices were 1 cent weaker to 3 cents stronger in early activity, with the May contract at $3.81, tracking soybean futures. Many traders expect U.S. corn progress to be slightly behind last year's pace, which provided some support. However, wet weather in the U.S. corn belt could hamper seeding, which added to the advances. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 8 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract at $4.68. Wheat was supported by heavy rains in the U.S. southern plains. Some rain is beneficial for crops in that region, but too much causes flooding on fields and damages crops. U.S. farmers are still assessing the extent of potential damage. Investor short covering was also a feature on Monday, and wheat is nearing its 50-day moving average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.